With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So today we are tackling the question of who is dateable and who is not dateable.
Whoa.
Oh.
Nicole?
Yay.
I don't mean in this room.
Oh,
everybody's got one.
Okay.
Dateable in this room. Well, it'll make more sense once we talk to Nicole a little bit. Nicole, go ahead. What's your problem?
So my ex and I, we broke up about 3 years ago, and I haven't really dated anybody seriously since. Just to give you some background, the relationship kind of ended pretty badly. I haven't been in contact with him since. But I have heard just through the grapevine that he's dating another woman, I guess, I don't know, 2 years now, and they're happy. So, you know, whatever, good for them. but recently, one of his friends reached out to me and was kind of flirting, struck up a conversation, and we were getting along really well, and he said he's interested in taking me out.
Nice.
Mm. He's one of your ex's close friends?
Heck yeah.
I would say that they're pretty close, yeah.
Bonus.
They're not that close.
Why would that? Oh, because you thought, oh, the guy code.
100%.
It's been 3 years. He's dating someone else for a
guy
few
code
years.
Is forever.
No statute of limitations on that.
No.
Guy code's for,
Steve, okay, this would be really weird, but you first were like hitting on my ex-wife.
Before you, yeah.
Yes. Then when you were like, it was fizzling, I literally sat down with you at, I believe, Nolan's.
You did.
Drinking a black and tan and went, cool if I take a stab at that?
Go for it, man.
And that was fine.
That was cool.
At this point, we got married and we got divorced. You can't go sleep with her.
Wait, I was there
he
first.
He can't go sleep. No, because I took it over.
Yeah.
We'd have to have another conversation at minimum.
I passed on. And
yes.
And that was totally cool.
And if you're a female listening and these sound like we're using
right.
trading
yeah.
cards.
The verbiage wasn't great, guys. I'm not going to lie.
It's like, I got your Honus Wagner. But it's no one in my circle of friends can date my ex-wife.
Okay, ex-wife, that's different. That is
how's it different?
That is a more intense relationship. But if let's say like someone reached out to me and was like, hey, I want to go out with your ex or whatever. It's been so long. It wasn't super serious. It ended bad. I'm not interested. I've moved on. If you think you can find happiness with that person, good luck to you.
But I don't want you back in my circle. I don't want suddenly, Steve and I go out to grab a drink, and who's he show up with?
You're right.
My ex.
Okay.
That gets really, it's like, I'm done with her. Why is she back?
But in this instant, Nicole, you have to do this.
You do?
Because you have to.
Don't you think he would have gotten permission?
No. Do you think he got permission, Nicole?
I'm assuming that they haven't talked about it yet.
Even better.
Okay, so go out, then maybe it goes well, and then he's like, hey, man, what do you think?
Oh, you asked for permission after.
Well, what if
forgiveness is what you call that.
What if it goes bad? Then no harm, no foul, nobody knows.
Thank you.
Your mouth barely moved, Steve, when she said no harm,
sounds
no
like,
foul.
I know, sounded like
it's really weird how she's turning
morphing
in,
right now.
Morphing into Steve in
do
the
I have
middle
transition
of
glasses on my face
do?
All
it's
of a sudden?
Weird. Do you want to go? You wouldn't be on the phone with us if you weren't attracted to this dude, right?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of interested, for sure. But, you know, like you said, there's a lot of things that can come up since he is so close with my ex. And, you know, they have inside jokes that I'm familiar with, and they have mannerisms that are, you know, similar. So, you know, I don't know if I do go out with him, if this is me kind of going back in the past, you know, or...
Yep.
Or if, you know, is it not fair to write him off because he's friends with my ex? I just don't really know what to do in this situation.
Did you find him attractive when you were dating your ex, when you were with your ex?
Why does that matter?
I did. I always thought he was cute.
Okay. Nice.
She's
<All right>.
not with the ex anymore. And this guy is also single. He must feel that her ex has moved on enough. Would be comfortable with this. Like, he's so in love with his new girl that this would be totally fine to take Nicole out.
Yeah.
But this guy sat on this for 3 years, so he must really dig her.
Or he's like, desperate. He's like at the end, okay, I guess I'll hit on
He's
it.
Gone
oh,
through.
3 years.
Have you ever done the thing where you're just scrolling through your phone? You're like,
oh
no,
my
no,
gosh.
No, no. Like, do I have anybody left in here that I would possibly bed down?
That's Nicole, right. Don't listen to that. You were not that. Don't worry.
I mean, there's a chance you're
What
not.
If her photo popped up on his feed and he was like, dang, she's cute. I always thought she was cute, and then, like, circled back. It doesn't have to be a desperation thing.
Right, right. Back.
But being Nicole, starting with an N, means he got halfway through his phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. There is that.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, Nicole, if you agree to do this and go out with your ex's good friend or former whatever friend, appearance's sake now, your ex is going to go, oh, look at her. How desperate is she?
To get back in the...
It's going to look like that. So ex has to know that the guy, his friend, approached you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want it to look like you are trying to find your way back into the fold.
After 3 years.
Both Steve and I are like, we're on the same page today. Okay. We're both like...
Yeah. I totally agree. I don't want to be looking... I don't want to sit here like I'm being desperate at all. That's not... my intention, or that's not what I'm doing, you
but
know?
If this relationship is awesome, the word's going to get back to your ex, and he's going to kind of, it's like a little dig at your ex, like twist the knife with your ex. And there's nothing wrong with that.
The one thing that's bothering me is I came off my initial position, which I'm trying to help everybody find a way or a reason. I think this is a terrible idea. I think when you lose a person in your life, you also sort of lose the ability to date anyone in that circle. That circle is dead because you just don't want to go back to that circle at all.
I get it, but the ex doesn't get to dictate to what Nicole does today.
You're right. I'm not saying he's doing it. I would do it. But I wouldn't. If my ex-wife had some hot friends, they're 100% off limits because I don't want to roll in that group.
In that circle anymore because
right.
You're done with that circle.
Because I would all the way be back in that circle.
It was a tainted circle.
The circle is tainted.
I'm sure Nicole has her own group of friends that they could hang out That's or create true. New friends. It doesn't have to be that they're always together.
Can you do a one-night stand, Nicole?
Oh, or my
just
God.
Yeah, just take it for a run and see what you're missing.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. We're nothing but bad advice.
Just, Nicole has needs. It's
the Nicole and Amber show would be so much better right now than having us. Nicole, why don't you hang on? We're going to talk about you behind your back and get you some answers.
Where are we at now? Because that circle, being back
it's,
in the circle.
For me, you guys know I'm so jaded. I'm scorched earth. So I don't go back. No matter how hot your friends are, no matter how much chemistry I felt like I had.
No matter what the agenda or what
How much time has passed.
Doesn't matter. I don't want back in that. Like, it's just weird to go back in that thing. If I moved to Nashville and ran into one of her friends, then it's like different. Like, she lives there. I live there. We're outside the, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why I picked Nashville. But like, it was just like, we're just in another place. And then it's like, well, we're starting over. Then yeah, but not. Staying in Denver, going to all the one-name bars downtown, I can't go back to that scene. I gave it up in the divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It just feels so dramatic. And she says she's been dating. She hasn't found anyone. She's interested in this guy. She already knows him. So the fact that she's that interested, I think
there has to be a way that she can give it a shot.
You just love love.
I do. Oh.
And one final thing here. If she really is pining for her ex, this is a perfect way to get back into that.
You're just back in there.
Yeah.
I don't think she is, though. She said it ended bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
But maybe you're right. It's insidious. That'd be 3 years in the making. That's serial killer amount of planning.
Yes, that is. I'm afraid.
All right. So can Nicole date her ex's friend? Yes or no? What are the ups and downs of that? Marie?
Yay.
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 What do you think?
Yay. I think that she has the right to do it.
The right, but should she?
She has every right to go. I think she should. Why not?
Top Golf? Is that
it's
where we're...
It's been 3 years.
It's been 3 years. A lot of time has
exactly.
passed.
Exactly.
Things have changed,
exactly.
Slacker.
Hold on. I'm not doing anything. I'm not trying to sleep with her age. Like, but you don't think it looks just got bad opt? There's, are you telling me there's such a finite amount of men in the world that
there
you just can't find one that's not, that doesn't have the taint of your ex on him?
You did bad optics. You look desperate and pathetic.
That's not her fault.
The it's not her fault.
The friends are the one who approached her. The friends are the one who approached her. She
You're
has
right.
the right to do it.
You're
she
right, but she's still going to look like the, yeah.
You look a little, it's like you couldn't find anybody else.
Yeah.
You're still.
Or it's like
or
she was attracted to him
the whole time. The friend wanted her. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. And that's the ex's fault.
Thank you for the call, Marie. It was the thank you. Here's my problem. It's just like the people who only date people from their hometown. It's like you just there's a certain point where it's like, couldn't you like? There's a suburb that's 30 miles away.
She's been dating for 3 years. She hasn't found
don't
anyone.
Don't go fish back in that pond. Bigger ponds. Keep moving forward.
Keep moving.
Don't turn back. The second you turn back, you've made a mistake.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Krill. Really?
Hello, yay.
Yay. What do you think?
Well, you can't do it. I mean, it's guy code 101.
Yep.
But it's for so many reasons. I mean, first off, you're going to be constantly fighting the argument of people saying or suggesting or talking behind your back saying, man, she's just with him to kind of re-get in touch with the other guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's not true.
That's true.
And there's just so much, there's too much history. There's too much conflict there. You know, exes are like, you know, tax returns after 3 years, throw them out.
100%. It's seven.
I was
going
to say, as long as
that.
Those,
that. But after 3 years, yes, you're right.
And all the stuff that comes with them, because that's just extra baggage that's gonna, you're going to have to lug around. And if you just want to do a one-night stand thing, more power to you, to each their own. But,
thank
I
you.
Mean, for relationship, there's just... It's the
Amber,
truth. I'm sorry. Amber, I agree with you on a lot of the stuff you say. And a lot of times I love the struggle that you have with Steve there. Steve, how you doing? But this is just one of those things that there's no cheese at the end of this maze.
There's not.
Nice.
So start where you started again at the beginning, Krill. Was it something like Slacker's Right? Is that what you said?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really. We're going to stop this call right there.
Okay.
It's Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.